You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to The Power of the Human Spirit with your host, Paul J. Wedding. There's no secret to getting everything you desire in life. All it takes is the power of the human spirit, and you can generate that life-changing power within yourself and in the lives of those around you. Now, here's your host for The Power of the Human Spirit, best-selling author and nationally recognized speaker, Paul J. Wedding.
Hello, everybody, and a tremendous Tuesday to you all. You are listening to The Power of the Human Spirit on TalkZone.com. I am your host, Paul J. Wedding. Got a great show for you today, so if you want to jump in with a question, start dialing now. Your number is 888-GO-FOR-IT. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT, or you can send me an email as well. And that address is paul@pauljwedding.com, paul@pauljwedding.com. We're talking today about doing what you have decided, what you want to do with your life, until it comes time to do what you were meant to do. Those defining moments in our lives that tell us transformation is not only possible, but inevitable. As my guest today has experienced, and he is here to talk to us about his experience and what he has done with that message. So you have your phone number, email address, topic today here on TalkZone.com, so feel free to join us on the air, and let's get started. He holds a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Connecticut, earned a second bachelor's degree in psychology in less than 12 months, and went on to earn a master's in educational psychology from the University of Connecticut. He continued his studies at Columbia University and the Wharton School of Business. In 2005, he founded EOTO Publishing, standing for Each One, Teach One, which he has served as the publisher since its inception. One morning that same year, during prayer and meditation, his true purpose in life had revealed itself to him. This revelation is the foundation of his current work. He is the author of Reminder to Self. My guest is Marlon Lindsay. Marlon, it's great to have you on the program. How are you?
Paul, I am well. It's fantastic to be here. I've been looking forward to talking with you for some time now.
Excellent. You know, Marlon, I have read many books that get sent to me, and I have to say, Reminder to Self is one of those books that are called a page-turner. How do the listeners get your book?
They can go to the website. They actually can get it on Amazon.com, but we prefer to send you to the website, www.remindertoself.com. In fact, it's a great time to go on the website to pick up the book. I just turned 42 last week, and so we're having this great, in honor of my 42nd birthday, 42% off of the book on the website.
Well, fantastic. If I had to do that kind of an offer, what? I'd be offering that thing at about 90% off. Anyway, Marlon, you know, I remember, you know, when I began writing my book, If You Only Knew What You Already Know, and I especially remember why I wrote that book. Can you take us back to the reason why you wrote Reminder Self?
You know, I'm asked this question quite a bit, and, you know, I wish I had a really good, profound reason, but the reason is a simple one. It was time. I had been doing quite a number of things throughout my life, and, you know, call it a call from God, a call from the universe, but this it was time for me to write this book, and I could not do it. I had to stop everything, I mean, and literally stopped everything to get this book out, to bring this message to life, to touch people in the way that this book has been touching them. And it happened, I want to say, without me deliberately going out and deciding I'm going to write a book. It was time.
Okay. You know, the other thing I noticed, and I could only assume from, you know, my own writing experience, that when you're writing a book, you tend to weave the title and the subtitle into the body of our work. Now, was that your case as well? And if so, tell us what the title and the subtitle of the book mean.
The work, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the work came to me, I call it through divine inspiration. One morning after just praying and meditating, this work came to me, and it came out complete, including the title of the book, and then I had to make sense of what the subtitle means. So Reminder to Self is really exactly that. You know, when we think we learn things, we're not truly learning things. We are in the process of remembering. You know, if you will, our Creator is great. Everything that we need for this journey in life, we already have. We can meet teachers and we can meet guides along the way, but they're there to serve as guides to help us remember what we already know. So a reminder to self is simply that. The wisdom that you seek is already resident in you. And when you meet your teachers and your guides, all they do is they just help you remember what's already deep within you. And then in my case, it was eight life principles that I needed to remember. You know, eight life principles that I needed. And, you know, it's interesting how the universe works. You know, it's probably what was most missing in my life at the time. And so the eight life principles for living from your truest self is the essence of the book.
You know, I love the way you put that, because in my book, you know, one of the biggest precepts is there's nothing to learn, only return. Because like you said, you know, we all have the knowledge. We've demonstrated that knowledge in the past, but ego, we tend to forget the things that we already know is truth. And, you know, being reminded is sometimes a lot, it provides a lot more strength than having to learn things. And that's one of the things I really liked about this book. You're provoking them to remember. Now, this principle can be applied to us all. Who was your intended audience?
My audience for this book, as I've come to discern, again, I had to connect with the work to really understand where it needed to go, are really people, you know, in transition. And whether it's, transition to transformation, or it's just transition from one phase and stage of our life into the next, the book is intended for folks who are going through. And so that looks like, you know, the high school student who is going to college, the college student who is going to work, you know, the worker who's getting a promotion, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, if you're having children. All of these stages that we are going through in our lives require that we step back and decide how we're going to show up in those stages. What is the presence? What is the essence of us that we're going to bring to this, to our new reality, to our new opportunities for living? And living from your truest self is, I believe, what God wants us to do. He wants us to tap into the reason that we are here. And in doing so, we need to step back sometime, breathe, and figure out, how am I going to do that? How will I walk? Which way will I be? How can I connect to my truest self? And so this book is for anyone who is looking to transition into their lives, and so transition into their lives consciously.
You know, that's great, because, you know, one of the things as far as making transitions, I think as far as life goes, we're constantly in transition. You know, we never arrive, so to speak. So we're transitioning from one situation to the next. So, and I think that's really important. And I got a couple of questions here for you, Marlon.
Yeah.
You know, as far as qualifications, you know, people would ask me, well, you know, what qualifies you to write a book? Well, for me, it was simple. I was told to write this book, and it was divine inspiration that led me to write, If You Only Knew What You Already Know. Number one, what qualifies you to write a book? And second, what is the message and reminder to self that benefits the reader?
When we think of writers, we think of really smart people. You know, we think of really learned people. We think of people who are so much more enlightened than we are. But the one single thing that qualifies me to write this book is that I have breath in my body. And that means that anybody can write a book. Everyone has a story to tell. Everyone's got a message. Everyone has wisdom to share. In fact, one of the things that I'm doing on Facebook is I have this page. It's called 1 Million Bits of Wisdom from Around the World. And there I'm trying to solicit people's wisdom, these internal things that you just know. You know these things because you know these things. And so that wisdom is available to all of us, and all you need to do is to breathe to be able to write. And so not only was I inspired to write, but I was inspired because I have breath in this body, and so I encourage, and I say that not to be flip, but I say that to encourage everyone to think, what is my story? What is my message? What's this wisdom that I have here to share? And the essential wisdom of reminder to self are these eight truths, these eight reminders that we are to carry with us every day, and certainly that I am to carry with me and share with folks. The first one is to practice self-love, to know love so that you can show love. It's very, very hard to show love if you don't know it. If you don't know love, you're waiting on something external to show you love. And again, God, our creator, the universe, packaged us with everything that we need. So to know love so we can show love, to have love so that we can give love. You can't give what you don't have. And to be love so that you can see love. Sometimes you need to be the love that you're looking for. The second one is to be deliberate with your choices so that you can be in alignment with your purpose for being. We're all here with a purpose. We all have a purpose for being here on this earth. And it's the being deliberate with our choices that will lead us there. Number three, and I can go deep into all of these, but we only have an hour. Number three is to be in the moment. We've heard it before, but we can never hear it enough because often we're too busy thinking about what was and what will be, and we're not here in the present moment to learn and to give and to be. So be in the moment so that we can experience the perpetual awe of living. You know, if we can really take the time just to look at our lives as it unfolds before our eyes, we'd really be amazed at how magnificent this life is. And so be in the moment. Number four is to live with integrity so that you can be consistent and whole in all your experiences. You know, a lot of people think integrity is honesty, but that's part of it. That's not all of it. Integrity is just being it's the consistency of your character through all your experiences. And so integrity is very, very critical to living from your truest self. Number five is to live in abundance so that you can give freely and receive freely. And that's a little different than what most people think about what abundance is, but that's how I was inspired to know abundance. Number six is to detach from your outcome so that you can be congruous, so that you can be courageous with your decisions and let the connection to God manifest its miracles. Now, this is a tough one for a lot of folks because, you know, in our culture, we are taught to have a plan, you know, make your plan, work your plan, stick with your plan on it until it comes to fruition. This is slightly different. And, we can talk about that a little bit more if you like. Number seven is to open up your heart so that you can shine your unique light and be a part of the puzzle that you're here to complete. You know, this world is like a puzzle with each of us being individual pieces of a puzzle. No two pieces being alike. Every single piece is needed. Every single piece has a place, has a purpose. If we don't show up in this puzzle called life, we don't give other people the opportunity to show up in this puzzle called life. So we need each other to shine brightly and to be excellent in what we do so that we all can shine brightly and be excellent in what we do. And then reminder number eight is to live today in joy like you've never lived a day and like you will never live another. Life, we are here to find joy. And you know, when we have a way, whether it's the Ten Commandments or the eight reminders, when we have a way of walking into this life or walking this life and connecting with our truest self, we will be in joy. Those are the eight reminders in a quick summary form, and it's been a way for me to live this life, and it's really remarkable how the last 3.5 years has been since I've started living these eight life principles.
You know, one thing when I was reading, Marlon, is you had a plan to work with high school kids and college kids after, you know, after you made a certain amount of money. And what's interesting is your story isn't one of these rags to riches types of stories. You had your education behind you and you were off and flying. You were doing wonderful things. With the eight reminders, did these come to you at once, or was it over a specific period of time that these reminders came to you? And how long did it take you to write this book?
You know, what's really remarkable about the eight reminders is, you know, after that morning when I was meditating, and they all came out. They came out complete in about 15 minutes. I meditated. They came out. I got out of the meditation, started writing. They came out complete in about 15 minutes. I put my pen down and started to cry because it was so profound. And so it all came at once. And it came, I believe, outside of my consciousness. And, didn't know what to do with them, quite frankly. You know, I showed them to a couple people that were very, very dear to me and didn't really know what to do with them. I knew I had to do more than just write them and look at them on a daily basis. So, you know, it took me probably about 3.5 years to write this book, and a number of life changes. One of which was, you know, meeting my beautiful bride Amanda, who actually made me recognize how important this work was to my life. And so it took me a while to get it out. It's really hard to connect with inspiration from, you can't change and stay the same. So the mind that I had looking at those inspiration wasn't the mind that I needed to elaborate on the inspiration. And so it took about 3.5 years to write this book.
Fantastic. You know, I wanted to shift gears here real quick, move into areas of this book that reveal some absolutely wonderful substance for me. For example, you make a distinction between the selfish and selflessness. Essentially, you're saying that everyone is selfish and there are no selfless types of acts. Where are you going with that?
Boy, I tell you, I have caught so much stuff for that one. but the essence of it is very true. You know, we like to laud people who we believe are selfless. You know, the things that they do weren't in consideration of the self. And we condemn people who we believe are selfish. You know, that you shouldn't really consider the self, or it's less noble to consider the self when you're doing good deeds. But I will submit to you that all our deeds are selfish deeds, and selfish is not negative. The selfish has gotten a bad rap over the years to mean something absolutely negative, and selfless has become positive. But when Jesus Christ came to this earth and did his thing, he was completely selfish. When, you know, in talking about Jesus Christ, we talked about Dr. Martin Luther King. When he did his thing, he was selfish. Selfish in the sense that his governing principles led him to do what he had to do, and in doing so, a lot of these folks pay a dear price for what their quote unquote selfish, meaning full of self in all that they did. So everything that we do, we're always full of self. The good stuff and the bad stuff, we are full of self. And if you're full of self in all your deeds, you're selfish, and that's a good thing. We need more people to go out there and be fully present as they serve each other.
You know, that's a good point. I like that. You know, because we do tend to, you know, a lot of people will, you know, when you talk about selfish and selfless, you know, a lot of people like to live through this this idealized self that they have, and that's not the true self. And I totally agree with you that, you know, a lot of the things that we do, most of the things we do are, you know, out of self in that way. We're going to be heading to commercial here, but when we come back, more with author Marlon Lindsay and his book Reminder to Self. So don't go nowhere. You're in the zone. TalkZone.com.